Could we live our lives without numbers? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Caleb Everett, anthropological linguistics professor at the University of Miami, discusses how some primitive societies still do and how we use numbers to make our lives easier.
Numbers are the words and symbols that humans use to represent quantities. While regularly occurring quantities may exist in nature, say the eight legs of an octopus, numbers themselves only surface in human thought and behavior. Recent research suggests that without access to numbers, humans are very limited in their ability to distinguish quantities. Without numbers, we struggle to precisely and consistently discriminate quantities greater than three. This conclusion is supported by studies of pre-linguistic children, but also by research on a few adult populations in Amazonia and elsewhere. The people in question do not utilize numbers, or utilize only a very small set of numbers. While it is easy to exoticize such populations, the evidence suggests that their anumeric lives are not unusual in the light of the history of our species. Numbers are a relatively recent human invention, yet they are a critical invention that ignited the human timeline by facilitating other major achievements like writing, systematic agriculture, and the precise tracking of time. While the ways humans invent numbers vary, they tend to do so by building upon the occasional and ephemeral recognition that fingers can be used to represent quantities greater than three in an exact manner. The manual route we take to create numbers is evidenced linguistically in the commonality of decimal and base 5 number systems. In fact, the word for 5 in many languages is derived from the word for hand. Finger-based numbers in both speech and writing are a cognitive tool that most, but not all, human populations wield. These tools have radically reshaped the lives of those of us who have access to them.
That was Caleb Everett of the University of Miami. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.